A lot of questions remain about Heath Morrison's departure as superintendent of CMS, but it's becoming clearer how that process went down. For one, CMS school board member Rhonda Lennon says Morrison gave his resignation before the board could even discuss firing him. She says Morrison did that after he was given an outline of allegations against him. WFAE's Lisa Wharf reports.
About 1 month ago, Lennon says the board began hearing complaints about Morrison.
We were presented by several sources that were very, like I said, very believable. And these people were all willing to be public and come in front of the board and sit down and talk to us. They weren't like, like anonymous whistleblower stuff.
So Lennon says board members asked to see those complaints in writing. The plan was to go over a report by board attorney George Battle on Friday, October 31st. She says board chairwoman Mary McRae and vice chairman Tim Morgan sat down with Morrison a couple days before to deliver a synopsis of the accusations and tell him the board would review them on Friday.
Before we even had our meeting that Friday, the 31st, to meet, Dr. Morrison had an attorney contact us to initiate resignation negotiation.
That was about 1 hour before the meeting was supposed to begin.
I can say that prior to that point, everybody wanted to stick to the letter of the contract, which was review it. If we feel there's enough information in there to proceed with termination for cause, we'll vote on it and move forward with termination for cause after reviewing the interviews.
Did you ever think about bringing it up to Dr. Morrison?
Well, we never got to that point because he resigned.
But Lennon says some board members thought maybe they shouldn't accept his resignation. Maybe they should just go ahead and fire him with cause. That means he wouldn't be entitled to severance.
But we all kind of thought that would be distractive to the school system because then there would be the hearing and all of that kind of, and he's on suspension with pay, and we're not, we're not moving forward. And since the resignation was offered with no compensation, I was okay accepting that.
Lennon says she wanted to make sure the news of Morrison's resignation was public last Monday, before the vote on the sales tax for CMS employee pay.
He was going to send out an announcement saying, "Here's I'm resigning, here's my announcement," and we were going to send out that we've accepted his resignation, kind of simultaneously. And then obviously around noon that day, because my phone blew up, there was a leak. And someone had leaked it to one of the TV stations that he was getting ready to resign.
That was the first of a few leaks. A formal investigation into Morrison was leaked to the Charlotte Observer. It said Morrison belittled staff members and misled the board about the cost to build a magnet school at UNC Charlotte. But before portions of that report became public, Lennon says it had already found its way to Morrison.
His attorney, over the course of those negotiations, made it very clear that she was basically almost quoting from the report in some instances. So clearly, not only was that report leaked to the media, but there's also apparently a leak to Dr. Morrison or his attorney.
The board approved Morrison's separation agreement 6-3 on Thursday. It included a confidentiality clause for both parties and a promise not to disparage one another. The Charlotte Observer has published portions of the report. Executive editor Rick Thames says the newspaper doesn't plan to publish the whole report.
We've published everything from the report that is of public significance. There are some matters in the report that involve the privacy of non-managerial employees. These are employees who had the courage to be candid about some very difficult situations in their workplace, and we're respecting their privacy.
Board Chairwoman Mary McRae told a couple news outlets she wants the district attorney to investigate who leaked the report. Board member Eric Davis says a better way to handle it would be to hire outside counsel to investigate the whole situation that led to Morrison's resignation. Davis voted against the separation agreement because he said he disagreed with how the board handled Morrison's departure.
One of the first steps the board could take towards helping the constituents we serve understand how we got to where we are and restoring trust would be to hire an independent body to do an investigation of not only how confidential information known only to the board and three attorneys could be leaked to the press, but also what got us to this point we're at today.
As for Lennon, she says it's most important to move on.
He resigned asking for zero and settled for zero compensation, and I think that should speak a lot to the public and tell them a lot.
And she points out the investigation of Morrison wasn't complete when he resigned. She says that investigation should continue to make sure no stone is left unturned. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.